L'enregistrement a commencé.
Bon, parfait. Bon, je souhaite la bienvenue à tout le monde qui sont ici ce soir. Finalement, on commence à revenir un peu à la normale. So I'd like to welcome everyone that's here this evening and hopefully we'll be getting back to normal soon. So we are starting, obviously, the meeting, the council meeting today, 5th of July. La rencontre du conseil de sécurité des conduits. Donc,
là, on fait. C'est en présentiel.
C'est ça, en présentiel. On a une conseillère qui est absente du ski. Son internet ne fonctionne pas. Donc, elle peut appeler pas être sur Zoom. Madame Anne Bélin et M. Justin Robert ne peut pas assister ce soir. Donc, so this evening, Councillor Anne Bélin has internet problems and she's not able to book up on Zoom. And M. Justin Robert is not able to be present this evening. Là, on va commencer avec. Adoption de l'ordre du jour de séance du 5 juillet.
Je propose
des modifications.
Ah oui, on va ajouter.
C'est ça. C'est ça, on va mettre ensuite de la salle. Une résolution qui demande à la Sûreté du Québec d'appliquer le règlement pour interdiction de stationnement sur le chemin de fer. Under. Public works,
okay. No public works.
We could have put it under public safety.
Whichever.
Anyways, it's to ask the Sûreté du Québec to apply our bylaw for restriction of parking on the farm road. There's been a lot of traffic on the weekend at the adults, and it needs to be monitored better.
Under
environment. Environnement,
consultant,
oui. Numéro 3, on ajoute. Consultant concernant le puits à filer. OK. Là, en dessous de l'urbanisme, urban planning, on va redéposer une demande de Hydro-Québec concernant une demande à la CPTAC. La première fois, on le fait. Hydro n'a pas assez d'informations concernant parce que la CPTAC est revenue. Ils veulent qu'ils utilisent une plus grosse superficie par le village. C'est juste.
Technique.
Oui, c'est ça. C'est juste une résolution technique. Donc, pour urban planning, il y a une résolution pour du Allen. For Hydro-Québec that we are supporting their project. They have to send another request to CPTAC because the last time they didn't put enough surface area on their application. So CPTAC are asking for it. And that's the addition.
Je propose avec les modifications.
I'll second it.
Maureen. Donc, tu m'en es d'accord, Jean-Marie?
Oui.
Maureen.
Yes.
J'ai dit hier.
Oui.
Et puis moi aussi, j'ai dit. Adoption du procès verbal, la séance ordinaire du 7 juin 2021. Adoption of the June 7th regular meeting.
Minutes.
I'll second them. Why is this? Okay. We're going to fix that, right?
Yeah.
In well, in French, it's not very good.
Okay. In English, I do think you
It's just a graphic.
Yeah. I did.
Donc là, avec ça, on se procède à la séance extensionnelle du 28 juin. So, adoption of the minutes of the session of June 28.
Moi, j'avais une petite question, Madame la DG. Est-ce qu'on a réglé là, que les prêts soient vraiment identifiés et étiquetés, comme quoi qu'il y en a une partie, c'est le chemin de Marie, puis oui. L'autre partie, c'est fait?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Parfait. Fait que je propose.
Seconde.
Le vote, je m'en ai dit.
Oui.
Oui, non.
Yes.
Oui.
La seule chose que je peux faire à la part, c'est le niveau 115. Ça a commencé, ça fait, il y a soif des gens. Il y a des choses qui manquent encore, comme les contenants, les matériaux dangereux. Il y a eu un appel, une invitation à soumissionner. Il y a eu des soumissions qui ont rentré. Et là, c'est à décider qu'est-ce qu'ils vont faire. Le meilleur. Le BACO qui a été envoyé, ça a pris du temps parce qu'ils prennent le BACO de Maniwaki parce que Maniwaki ont acheté une nouvelle. À leur éco-centre. Fait que là, on prend, c'est que l'usager vient à 15, mais il y avait des réparations à faire. Puis, qu'est-ce qui a pris du temps, c'est les pièces qui étaient en back-order. Fait que là, ça s'en vient. L'autre chose, je pense que toutes les autres choses sont en fonction en ce moment. Ah oui, c'était le transport du rebut là, qui était déposé. Il a fallu aller en législation aussi pour ça. Fait qu'ils attendent après les soumissionnaires qui vont donner leur document, c'est ça. So, the Eco Center is up and running. People are invited to bring any articles that you need to.
In CAS.
In CAS, at the same site on Brunton Road. Also, the few things that held up, like the deposit of bringing material there is not held up. But what was held up is that the containers for dangerous goods, because the first time they went out for tendering on that, the amounts were just astronomical. It just didn't make sense. So they had to go back and do it again. The other thing that needs to be done is, or not, they're using a secondhand backhoe from Maniwaki for now because they're not going to go out and buy brand new and add more money on to what needs to be paid out. So Maniwaki bought their brand new one, so they gave us Callis. They give them the used one that they had, but it had to be, the committee decided that it had to be in working order, and if anything needed to be changed, needed to be done before it was delivered to Callis. Didn't want to have to do that there. So that part is almost complete. They had to wait part two on back order, and because of COVID, it just lengthened whatever they had to do. The third thing is the transport. So the transport of the material that's being deposited at the Eco Center, that also needed to go to tender because the transport is going to be picking up the materials and they're going to be bringing it to Terrecube. So to bring down the cost, we hired Terrecube to bring down the cost. So was recommended that the NYC go out and get the tenders for that. So we're waiting on those tenders to come in. So that's how where the Eco Center stands up to now.
Is the backup of the office done?
Pardon?
Behind there, all the garbage part of the Eco South there. Is it done to the Eco South?
Well, right now, because the dangerous goods bin is not there yet, we can't deposit it. So we're just keeping that contract open just long enough till those coverages are put in place. Once they're put in place, then everything's going to be going to cats.
So the rest of the stuff is
the rest there. Of the stuff, if there's, well, as you all know, we had a whole full week of Miss Sally picking up large objects. They did it for a whole week and they had to bring it down to Wakefield because at that point in time, CAS, Eco Center, was we could not take on what was there.
But to answer Luke's question, yes, the bins are still in the box for the dangerous goods.
We're keeping them until they get the dangerous, but only dangerous goods in the box.
That's right. And
until they're deposited at the Eco Center for use, mm-hmm. we're keeping them. As soon as that's all been put into place,
it's going to go to CAS.
Those are going.
But right there, is it still a big pile of it, or have we had the company pick
no,
it up?
No, the company came twice.
I think so.
They came twice.
Yeah,
that's
they
what
came
I thought.
Twice, and they took a lot.
That's
well,
right.
Everything is there.
Okay.
So,
hopefully the one in CAS is ready soon.
I hope so, too. But, okay. C'est sûr que durant la pandémie, tout ça, on n'a pas eu la chance de vraiment rien faire dans la communauté. Mais ce soir, j'aimerais souligner quelque chose. But because of the pandemic and everything, we've not been able to do our usual celebrations or so many things that we're missing out on. But tonight, I'd like to do something that it merits recognition. So for tomorrow, this is Cecilia Salzberg is turning 101. And I think it's quite important that we celebrate this and mention it. She's been in a long time citizen in our community, that's for sure.
She was born here.
Yeah. So j'aimerais souligner le fait que demain, c'est la fête de Mme Cécilia Sanjoué qui va avoir 101 ans. Donc, c'est important qu'on le souligne parce que, comme je vous dis, avec la pandémie, c'est une belle nouvelle.
I just actually I'd like to sort of add to that and that I will be putting, she's my great aunt. I'll be posting it on Locals and asking people to send congratulatory, wishes and whatnot, and then tagging her daughter Mary to make sure that Mary shows them to her. But Cecilia's in the hospital right now. She broke her hip. So, she's we're hoping because it was literally 2 years ago that she had that blister, the fistula broke on her foot.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to, if she makes it past this and everything's good next year, we're wrapping her in bubble wrap in the week leading up to her birthday in the hopes that she doesn't do any harm to herself.
Okay, thank you for that, Tara. So, fait que là, on va aller avec
dépôt
de la part du comité d'administration.
So we met a couple of times, Carol. Lots of emails, figuring out some contracts. That was about it this month, right?
Yeah, because we're so restricted when it comes to, and it's unfortunate to say, but there's only so many emails you can send, and you want to be
specific.
Well, not specific, but you want to be in person too, and. Not always possible.
That's right.
So, but we're moving forward on certain files, so I'm glad that we're doing that. Acceptation des comptes à payer du 22 mai au 21 juin, so acceptance of the accounts payable from 22nd of May to 21st of June. Donc, bon, les factures à payer, 119 797,91. En plus, avec
incompressible.
Incompressible, c'est ça. Alors, 5 325,55, un total de 121 123,46 sous. Assurance vie, le niveau, puis aussi
truck payment.
Yeah, truck payment, monthly grader, pour un autre 14 209,91, plus les salaires du 22 000 au 31 juin. 119,795,57, plus the usual monthly payments for an amount of $5,325.55. And I total there for $125,123.46, plus direct payments and monthly payments. So there's your life insurance, living, Western Star, and the greater for a total of $14,209.91. With the salaries from May 22nd to June 21st, $36,754.77 for grand total. Là, on arrive à une résolution. C'est une résolution de support à la MRC Mario Chagouin, demande de décentraliser le système de santé du Québec afin de favoriser une gouvernance locale. So, it's a support for the MRC Mario Chagouin, who made a request to, well, the request is about decentralizing Quebec's health care system to promote local government.
I'll second it.
Okay, Joanne. Maureen?
Sure.
Oui. Maureen,
yes.
It's yes.
Oui.
If you want to see appuyer au projet de résolution de couverte des restes de 215 enfants sur le site d'un ancien pensionnat autochtone à Kamloops et en Colombie-Britannique et la découverte de 759 tout le monde identifié sur le site d'un ancien pensionnat autochtone à Cowes en Saskatchewan. So the next resolution is to support a draft resolution, well, draft resolution discovery of the remains of 215 children at the site of a former residential school in Kamloops, British Columbia, and the discovery of 751 unidentified graves at the site of a former residential school in Kalisness. Saskatchewan.
On propose.
Maureen le propose, c'est le secondé. Le vote, on a dit. Oui, on a dit.
Yes. Yes.
Oui.
Numéro 11, avis et reprise de séance conseil municipal en présentiel. So notice city council meetings to resume in person.
Because we're in the green.
Yeah, because we're in the green. So it's just it's the notice that was sent out to all the citizens in the past week. So it's the same thing.
Parce qu'on est dans zone verte.
That's right.
Yes.
Modification qui a rendu les séances ultimement du conseil municipal pour l'année 2021 pour ajuster à l'élection municipale. So, to amend the calendar of regular council meetings for the year 2021 to accommodate the municipal election. So, that is to point out that in November, obviously, it's the elections and the council meeting will be on November 15th instead of at the beginning of the month. So, that's what's changing on the calendar. C'est ça, le calendrier montre que ben, c'est qu'on change la date de la rencontre publique au 15 novembre et non pas au début novembre à cause des élections. Donc, c'est pour ça qu'on pense cette résolution. Fanny, pour ça, vous?
Oh, I'll talk about it.
Le vote, je vais en dire.
Oui.
Marie, Marie.
Yes.
Oui.
Programme d'aide financière pour les bâtiments municipaux, le PRABAN. So, Municipal Infrastructure Repair and Construction Program. No, sorry, back up. Financial Assistance Program for Municipal Buildings, le PRABAN. So, this is an envelope that's come to us recently in regards to.
Financial assistance program for municipal buildings.
Yeah. So this is we received notification that our municipality is eligible for an envelope of $96,859 towards municipal buildings infrastructure repairs or anyways, we're building a program right now to try and send it in. There has to be a report of what we're proposing so that, you know, so that they know that we're not, they're not just going to send us the money and expect us to use it. We have to give them a plan. So that's the whole point.
And there's restrictions. And there's restriction in it.
Yeah.
Je vais le proposer.
Okay. I'll second it.
Maureen. Your vote, one maybe?
Oui.
One maybe?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oui.
Juste une chose, Madame la mairesse, vous n'avez pas mentionné le montant que, le montant maximal qu'on a accès. Est-ce que vous pouvez nous en parler quand même?
96
000?
Yeah.
Yes.
Programme de réfection et construction des infrastructures municipales, c'est le RICIM. Donc, this is a Municipal Infrastructure Rehabilitation and Construction Program, it's the MIRC. That we are going to apply for as well. Fait qu'on va faire application. Puis la résolution, c'est plutôt pour donner l'autorisation à notre DG de faire une démarche, puis aller chercher des informations qu'on a besoin pour faire application à cette enveloppe.
Je propose.
Le vote, Jean-Marie?
Oui.
Oui, Marie?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Oui.
Abonnement au DEEPL Pro. Subscription to DEEPL Pro. And this is a software where it makes it much easier to do translation So this is
the 3 month trial.
It's a 3 month trial for 13.49 plus taxes per month.
I'll propose it.
I'll second it.
Donc c'est un logiciel qui nous aide à faire les traductions. Et puis c'est un essai de 3 mois qui est 13,49 par mois avec inclus un tax. Non, plus tax, excuse. Join me.
Oui.
Yes.
Yes. Oui. On arrive à sécurité publique. Je ne sais pas, Maureen, avec un rapport.
So we did have a committee meeting. We discussed future bylaws, some projects that we're working on. We also discussed the boat water rescue, a plan for ice rescue moving into the winter. I also have Michelle's report from June. So it's in French. I'll read it in French and then I'll translate it as we go. So, juin, la formation pompier 1, section 2 est toujours en cours malgré l'été. Les cours, appareils respiratoires, chemise de feu et les nœuds sont au programme. So the training for Firefighter 1 Section 2 is still underway even though it's the summertime. They're learning about self-contained breathing apparatuses. Fire chemistry and knots are all part of their program for the summer. Suite à l'acquisition du bateau, un comité a été formé pour s'assurer d'un suivi sur la formation a été formée. Le personnel a pu essayer le bateau et tous ont été très enchantés. So following the acquisition of a boat, a committee was formed to make sure that training and that everybody has like proper boating cards and everything before anybody goes out on the water was formed. Personnel was able to go and do some tests. And everybody is very happy with the purchase. Le comité incendie s'est aussi rencontré afin de discuter l'octroi possible pour le sauvetage nautique, aussi pour discuter des futurs règlements incendie pour la municipalité. So like I said at the beginning, the fire committee met. We talked about the possibility of octroi obtaining grant money for nautical rescue, as well as discussed future bylaws for the fire services. La recertification de nos appareils respiratoires a été faite. Nous sommes encore bons pour l'année prochaine. So the recertification of all the SCBAs has been done and we're good until next year. The burn ban has been lifted, although there are still a lot of people that call in and report like campfires on the weekends and stuff. L'interdiction de brûlage, thank you. L'interdiction de brûlage a été levée. Ça fait que les gens ils peuvent maintenant brûler. On reçoit souvent des appels les fins de semaine pour des personnes qui ont fait des camps de feu. Les voisins sont inquiets. C'est ça?
Par contre, je vais rien te couper pendant qu'on est dans le feu.
Oui.
Ça prend quand même un permis si le feu est plus gros que juste un petit feu de camp.
That's right. So you still need to have a permit if you're going to burn bigger than a campfire in the municipality. You can just call the office. Côté des appels, le 2 juin, on a eu un appel médical sur le chemin de la rive. Le 6, un accident véhicule sur la 105. Le 7, un accident sur la 105 en face de l'aréna. Un camion lourd a arraché les fils d'hydro et de belle, puis ils ont coupé 2 ou 3 poteaux sur la 105. Le 9 juin, c'est pour un arbre qui a été coupé par un castor. L'arbre a tombé dans les fils électriques puis se trouvait sur le chemin Borough. Le 12 juin, on a eu un appel pour un accident de VTT avec une jeune fille de 13 ans qui s'est blessée avec une bouteille. Le 19, un feu de forêt sur le chemin McDonald. Puis encore le 19, en soirée, un début d'incendie sur la rampe du CLSC. On a aussi fait un rapport avec la SQ à cause c'est un incendie suspect. So on the call side, on June 2nd, we had a medical call on Chemin de la Rive. On the 6th, it was a car accident on the 105. On the 7th, it was again an accident on the 105, just in front of the arena where it was a heavy vehicle, which tore down hydro wires, bell wires, as well as broke a few poles. Now, we also did talk with Bell and Hydro when they were here. I guess it was very, very hot that day. So the Bell lines, the new super thick fiber optic cable, it actually sags a little bit when it gets really hot, which is why the truck was able to go into the arena, but then tore everything down on the way out. On the 9th, we had electric wires on the road. It was a tree that was ate by a beaver, which knocked down the lines. On the 12th, it was for a four-wheeler accident. A young girl of 13 had injured herself on a broken bottle. And on the 19th, it was for a forest fire on McDonald Road. And on the 19th, again, we had the starting of a fire on the ramp at the CLSC. So a report was also made, and it's being investigated by the SQ right now for a suspicious fire. And that is Michelle's report.
La formation des pompiers volontaires opérateurs de pompe, so volunteer firefighter training for the pumper operator course. There's going to be three firefighters that are going to attend that course. So at a cost of.
Yeah, and it's refunded.
Yeah, it's refunded afterwards. Yes.
I'll propose.
I'll second.
The vote on one may
be?
Oui.
Abstaining.
Moi, je dis oui. Et deux, qui est le siège? Non,
c'est...
C'est ça. Encore relative à la fête. Fourniture mensuelle de service protection contre les incendies avec la pêche. So, mutual service agreement for fire protection with la pêche. Ceci, c'est une entente qui a toujours eu lieu, mais là, le comité, puis le comité de l'eau et je crois la pêche aussi, ont travaillé très fort. Pour mettre ça à jour parce que c'est sûr que les deux les équipes ils ont plusieurs choses à offrir dans l'entente.
It also adjusted like the hourly price for the trucks and that kind of stuff. So basically there'll be parts of La Pêche which are close to low that we will cover, and in the west La Pêche will cover us just distance wise. So it's the same agreement that's always been in place.
The last time I said that document, they had a lot of corrections we've done it, already been done.
Oui. I propose.
I'll second it.
Yes. Yes. Oui. Si ces fonds, régions et plus volet 4 soutien à la vitalisation et la coopération interministérielle, bateau zodiac. Donc, regions and region and rurality fund. Component for support for vitalization and intermunicipal cooperation. Okay, for Zodiac vote. So what this is more and more there's envelopes being brought out for funding, and more the Mamash are really pushing municipalities to go into intermunicipal agreements. This in particular, because we also have, we're one of the few municipalities that have the training for water rescue and ice rescue. And actually, there's been talks with other municipalities to join
with us with the possibility of purchasing a Zodiac boat and to be used like right up past up to Mexico.
I think so, yeah.
And we'll see. So there's interest. So this is just a it's a resolution authorizing our director general to get the information required, and also yeah, so it's for her to sign the documentation to make the request with the information brought forward to the families.
It's also for the fire chief to have resolutions from other municipalities saying that they would support or they want to be involved with that kind of a service. Kind of like what we do with CAS with the Jaws of Life. Like we support them being there. Oh, go ahead.
Yes.
I'm just wondering when, like, did the format change because we weren't allowed questions after administration? Now we're in, you know, we've done public safety. Like, is the format changed?
Well, no, because it's still COVID. So you were supposed to send in your questions beforehand. So we can read them and address them.
We're not allowed to come here and ask questions. We're allowed to come and sit here and listen.
Well, whatever was in the public notices, but
I believe though that's the requirement of the MAMASH. It's not our choice.
We're not making it up. That's for sure.
Is that right, Joanne?
There's still some places like even the MRC are doing. Their meetings, and you know, they're not even doing in public yet. So,
yeah, I'm not worried about what other municipalities are doing, sort of what we're doing, because it didn't say in here that those who were going to be present were not allowed to ask questions and that we had to email them in. That was not made clear.
It said in the email that you had to send in your request.
For those unable to attend in person.
I don't have an email in front of me, so I can't.
Now I know why nobody showed up.
I mean, it's not like it's not like the agendas are terribly well laid out that we know what's going on to begin with. So, you know, we could ask questions and just not have any idea of what we're asking a question about. And then, I mean, there's a million things that have come up over the last year, and we're not allowed to ask about it now.
We're just opening up again. Understand that. The other thing too is that we're going to have to sit down and set all the with the FQM and everything, the documentation we get from NDMQ, FQM, MAMASH, whichever department. We're going to sit down. We're going to have a new meeting. Hopefully this week. The latest next week and determine exactly how things are going to go from now on.
So sit down and shut up. Got it.
Ça fait partie des règlements si on veut l'avoir public. Si on ne suit pas les règlements.
Parce que vraiment, là, c'est pas bien écrit. J'ai rien compris de ça en lisant les courriels qui m'ont été envoyés finalement, parce que je n'ai pas eu les courriels au début. Alors, je ne comprends pas pourquoi, encore.
On suit les directives de la
santé. Tu vas avoir plus de. Il va y avoir d'autres avis publics qui vont sortir.
Council meetings will continue to be recorded and posted on the municipal website for those unable to attend in person. If you have questions, maximum per two, please send them to the email address. But it's a new sentence, but I agree. It's kind of hard. Like if we didn't know, if I was on the outside reading that, I might have thought I could ask questions. But it's not us. It's if we want to have a public meeting, this is the rules that we have to follow by Mamash.
Well,
and like, we wanted it to be public, clearly. It's not fun on Zoom for anybody.
Well, excuse me.
I want to start opening them.
Could I ask a question? I'm here to, concerning my property, 11 Principal. That ditch is full of sand and the water is all running in on me.
Well, we were told, we were put up to date that they're going to be doing ditching on Principal soon.
Who said that?
I am.
Public Works.
Public Works are going to be doing some ditching on Principal soon to be able to rectify that.
But here's the problem. I've been asking for 20 years, and I'm not too sure what soon means. On the north side of that Principal, there are some homes that the ditch is all filled up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the water comes from the fire hall. And my neighbor's higher than I am, and I got a lot of it comes in on me, and I'm disappointed that it's being left like that.
Okay, had you sent something or called someone at the office?
Had I called somebody?
Had you called the office?
Today?
No, even
in the past. Yes.
When? For years I've been doing.
Yes, sir.
He has.
Okay. Calling somebody. Now, I don't want to be rude or anything, but I've had it with my water coming in on me.
So, Carol, the discussion with Public Works is that they are looking at
the plan
and how they're going to deal with the
situation. I mean, it all has to be planned out.
Yeah,
I mean, there's
I know.
Work going on everywhere.
I know.
So, as far as the work in the village, right now they have to sit down and the coordinator works closely with the director general
to make it.
Could I get a time limit on?
Well, we can't give you that right now, but we are bringing it up.
When can you?
I'm over here.
When can you?
I know. Since you were here, no, it's because the speaker's right in front of you. Yeah.
Could you give me a time limit?
Well, I can't give you that right this moment, but our Director General, Mrs. Joanne Owens, will discuss it with the roads coordinator to try and make a plan. And also, if you would, is there a way you can notify the office of your where to reach you and how to reach you?
Yeah, I was going to say, Joanne, you can
Kelly's
follow up.
From the highway?
Yeah, but it's the office.
Joanne, you'll be able to follow up with Mr. Hayes once you have a project. Okay.
Do we have
a phone number? They send me a tax bill. I pay four times a year. So they know who I am. I've been there for 40 years.
I understand that, but the personnel in the office is not the same.
Okay.
That's the only thing I'm trying to point out here.
It's 11 Principal.
Yes. Go ahead. And what is your phone number?
Well, he can call the office.
Yes, I know.
My phone number is in Little Quebec is 422-1066. My number where I live is 519.
She's writing it down.
Yep.
752.
That's why we're saying
5187.
Well, we tried.
Okay.
Did anyone actually email in questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
There were? Okay.
Okay. You're finished with me?
Yes, sir.
Quarter date talking time. Okay, guys. Thanks and girls. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But you know, I'm disappointed with that ditch, you know, over the years. And what has happened, I see, it should have been open years ago.
It should have.
It was actually closed.
You know, it's gone on, and I've been here every year for 40 years.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to last the next 40 years or not. So get it done as soon as you can.
We'll try our best.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes.
Thank you, Mr. Haynes.
Okay.
Good luck with your construction.
Good luck.
Well, you got your question
back. Well,
okay, folks.
continue avec
travaux publics.
Oui, travaux publics, projet pilote pour le poste de
l'administrateur. Est-ce qu'on peut mentionner avec le rapport, je dis que je suis ici, là. Ben, c'est parce que juste mentionner que le chemin, c'est McDonald's,
oui.
Pour
oui. It's close between Jawtoff and Driscoll Road for this week.
Because they're doing major work there. And the detours are on Murray and...
Murray and Neely. No, Murray and Lyons.
That's correct.
This is
the
yeah,
this
fine.
Okay,
on continue. Projet pilote pour le poste de coordinateur de travaux publics sur pilot project for the public works coordinating position. Donc, cette position, c'est déjà...
So the pilot project is over, Carol?
Yeah.
And basically, we want to keep it going.
That's correct. So I need to propose.
I will.
We're purchasing last year and we can start in the kilogram with all more than 600 per sac plus $6 per pellet. Non-retournable, donc un total de $2,390 plus taxes. Et puis que le poste budgétaire, le 023-32-000-069 soit affecté par la dépense. So we're purchasing some more calcium for the roads. We are purchasing 15 bags and 1,000 kilograms each at a cost of $620 per bag plus $6 for non-returnable pallets. A total of $9,390 plus taxes, and that the budget item 023-3200-069 be affected by this expense. Donc, j'ai besoin de proposer.
I'll second it. Carol, it's important to notice that this is the second calcium order
yes.
of this year. So, with all that dry weather and no rain before, we feel it's important to.
Mm-hmm.
To have more.
Donc, le vote, on a eu.
Oui.
Oui, Max.
Yeah.
Oui, Max.
Oui.
Moi aussi, je dis. Continue avec les médias de pièces de chemin Brooks, principal, par environnement, idéal et culturel, règlement 05-21, abrogeant et remplaçant 03-21. So, speed limit Brooks, main. Farms, Coggin, Martindale, and Fieldville Roads, bylaw 05-2021, reappeal in the case of 03-2021.
So basically, it's the same thing. It's asking to lower the speed limit on those streets. So Brooks, Principal, Farm, Coggin, Martindale, and Fieldville in the urban areas.
Yeah. This is just to.
It's a
formality. Because of the process of the anyway, it was deposited in the money. So you propose it.
But around the school is still 30.
That's right. So it's 40 kilometers on all those other stretches in the village core and then 30 kilometers on principal in front of the school.
It's in the
bottom. Yeah, it's all there.
Yeah.
So basically it's a formality. I will.
It's missing the proposal.
Yeah, okay. That's fine. I will.
As is a 1992 GMC Cuban. So this is to give authorization to the Director General to make the necessary arrangements to put this Cuban into sale. It's not up for sale, not being used. Take it off the
aux étals.
Oui.
Oui. Donc, le roi, tu en as mis?
Oui.
Oui, tiens.
Oui.
Maureen, excuse-moi.
Oh, yes.
Et puis moi aussi. On a mis l'environnement.
Parking on Farm Road.
Yeah, thank you, Tara.
Yeah. Here we go. So this is just, c'est juste une résolution, c'est une résolution pour demander à la Société du Québec d'appliquer le règlement pour interdiction de stationnement sur le chemin fer. Principalement parce qu'à cause des fêtes semaines, c'est congestionné au
Québec
municipal. Donc, tout le monde stationne sur le chemin fer.
So it's a resolution asking the SQ to enforce it.
To enforce the our bylaw and also they need to...
Asking or reminding them?
Both.
Both.
Yeah. Both.
Je propose.
Je propose.
Yes.
Yes. Appel d'offre conseil de collecte des objets de stage et compost. Offer tender garbage recycling and compost collection contract. Because our contract ends in December with Ben Home, we are giving authorization to the Director General, John Owens, to put out a request for bids to for a contract for garbage recycling and compost. We're starting early because we don't want to be caught at the last minute. Donc c'est ça, on commence le bonheur parce qu'on va se terminer. Il faut avoir ça avant la fin de l'année. Donc parce que notre les collègues ne soient pas invités. Donc j'ai besoin d'un peu de temps.
Le second.
Le vote, tu as un ami?
Oui.
Mon nom?
Yes.
Oui.
Et puis moi, j'ai dit. C'est ça. Fait que là, l'ajout qu'on a fait, c'est consulto. Une offre de service de consulto et ça part avec puis à payer. Donc, on avait mentionné qu'on travaillait sur un plan pour essayer d'améliorer les choses. Donc, les consultants sont la compagnie qui offre une offre de service. Donc, qu'est-ce qu'on veut passer une solution ce soir? C'est qu'on commence avec un groupe de 40 heures pour qu'ils puissent nous apporter des. Et ça ici, c'est pour la rare fin des classements, les fins de reproduction pour les commissions. Donc, il faut absolument, parce qu'on a mis le prix de publier sur le deck de 2019 et 2023, on veut s'assurer qu'on aille d'avant, pour trouver une solution sur les problèmes que les gens avaient eu là-bas. So, this is a resolution. Passing resolution in regards to a service offer from Consulto in regards to global well. It's not your question?
No.
No, c'est moi.
Okay. So there's going to be well, is there your service fees or your travel fees, the deduction of documents and conditions? And it's also we're going to prepare a document to help us events, well, inform the citizens in Fieldville as to the best, what they propose. And we also have to go through all the government as well. So it's quite a special situation, but we have to find solutions for the water for the residents.
Yeah, propose.
Yes. I'll second. Yeah. Sorry, Carol, I thought we had skipped this. Okay.
So it's a membership for the director of urban planning and environment.
Moi, j'aimerais rajouter à la résolution de confirmer qu'on l'avait pas obtenu déjà pour lancer l'inspecteur, pour le payer deux fois pour la même année. Fait confirmer avec la comeback qu'on n'est pas déjà membre.
Mais donc, si, même si c'est confirmé, puis on ne va pas faire.
Bon, mais c'est de transférer le titre à M. Laviolette ou de payer pour l'adhésion.
C'est ce que j'essaie de dire. C'est la dépense serait 380 plus taxes pour la
With that modification, I'll propose it.
Yeah, I'll second it.
Okay, so this is membership for the Director of Urban Planning and Environment in Combat. So what Mrs. Maggie had mentioned, she would like to do with her administration, double check to make sure that the membership that was for Jean-Philippe, our previous inspector, if it's still active, can it be transferred? Now, if it cannot be transferred, then we will pass in this resolution. We're creating a modification resolution, but also to show that if it's not transferable, the actual membership is $280 plus tax for the subscription for the year. Under the new inspector's name.
Je vote. Oui.
Qui se parle?
Ah, c'est Maureen qui l'a proposé, c'est Joanne qui l'a secondé. Puis moi, je vote oui.
Oui, Maureen.
Ah, yes.
Oui.
Donc, on avait déjà fait une résolution en avril suivant leur demande parce qu'il fallait qu'ils envoient une demande à la CPATAC. Là, la CPATAC est revenue en disant que la superficie du terrain que Hydro-Québec utilise est plus élevée que quand on a fait la demande originalement. Originalement, on avait demandé une superficie de 0,0028 hectares. Et là, la secrétaire a demandé pour 0,3478 hectares pour que les machineries de l'hydro peuvent travailler. Efficacement. Donc, c'est simplement un courriel de support pour Hydro-Québec.
Une résolution de support.
C'est ça. So, back in April, we passed a resolution supporting Hydro's request to CPTAC. Since then, CPTAC came back and asked that the surface area be larger than the original request. The original request was 0.0028 hectares, and now they're asking for 0.3478 hectares. So that's all we're doing. We're just supporting their request that they're going to send to Zipitac by second time.
Je vais proposer.
Yes, I'm going to be.
Oui.
Maureen Rice.
Yes.
Yes.
Oui.
Voici que tu as communication. On a un rapport.
Ben, on a fait plusieurs communications courrielles pour préparer l'infrastructure qui va être au 400. On va réparer les tables de pique-nique, on va installer des jeux. Avec une subvention qu'on a obtenue en novembre l'année dernière. Puis là, ben, la prochaine étape, c'est de réappliquer pour d'autres subventions qui s'en viennent pour les parcs aussi. Ça fait qu'on parle aussi, on va faire d'autres réunions là, pour pouvoir préparer les infrastructures sportives qu'on est intéressé pour pouvoir avoir des parcs qui sont multigénérationnels.
Ouais. Les argents qu'on a reçus, c'est de la NATI. Donc, c'est, je pense que c'est environ 34 000. Donc, c'est ça, ces argents-là qu'on a implantés dans le parc.
So, we did have a few, a couple of emails, information sent, because we are starting to plan the work that will be done on the at the 400 for the park. We will improve the picnic tables that are there, and we want to put some more games or play for the kids and adults that are going to use it.
Yeah, intergenerational.
So, and there are more grants coming in. So in the next few weeks, we'll meet, now that we can do it in person and it's easier, we'll meet and plan for that park and other parks maybe to have more playground. More playground?
Well, the next resolution is going to be
was it?
Like la demande was demande de financement un programme de soutien de 25 petites sportives et récréatives de petits envergures parcs intergénérationnels. So funding application small scale sports and recreational infrastructure support program intergenerational parks. So again, it's to give our director general, Mrs. Joan Owens, authorization to complete the documentation to make a request for funding. So,
je propose.
Supported by. If it's fine.
I will.
Sorry.
Je vote en ligne.
Oui.
Oui, non.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
No.
No. Okay.
La correspondance, la question qu'on a reçue.
Oui, et, ben, en fait, je suis en train de vous dire depuis le chemin que vous.
Oui, moi j'ai vu.
Fait que c'est ça, c'est une demande de manière richesse de concernant le plus à Kévin. Donc, c'est justement ça. Et donc, ce sera en ligne de faire un médecin, un consultant avec un consulteur pour améliorer les situations pour nos papas. So, there was a request sent in by Micheline Monroe regarding the well in Fieldville. And so this is what we had already planned on passing this resolution anyway in Consulto to make things better for the water consumption. It's unfortunate to say the well often doesn't furnish. So that's what we're trying to find a solution. And in the meantime, c'est notre désir aussi de rencontrer les résidents même avec le conseil, puis même peut-être d'avoir un consulto sur Zoom pour que si on a des questions. Fait que c'est ça, moi, j'envisage qu'on va faire parce que là, ça vous implique tout le monde à Fieldville. Fait que, so, what I'd like to see happen is that we have consulto either on Zoom or they can. If they can come here physically and also meet with all the residents in Fieldville regarding the well, the situation, and go over all the, as soon as we get a report from Consulto, to keep everyone up to date on it, to try and resolve this water shortage problem. And I believe that.
Madame Leveres.
Oui.
Puisque vous avez resté, monsieur Hayes, poser une question,
je pense que
c'est peut-être normal de rester.
Les citoyens
sont venus de poser une question.
I totally agree with you, Luke. I was thinking the same thing.
Okay.
No, when I went back, like I could kind of see how it would lead that way.
Yeah,
and it might though, like if the rules don't change by the next meeting, mm-hmm. it might have to be by email.
You know something I forgot to do?
Yeah, introduce Joanne. Yes. I know I was gonna tell you that.
See, it's our first public meeting.
Sort of.
And here we have our new Director General, Joanne Owens, who is in our office.
Wasn't ready also for this.
Donc, je vous présente Madame Joanne Owens, qui m'a dit de vous présenter.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The only question I have is I see we have a new grader operator. So my question is, was that job public or made
oh,
public?
Yes, it was posted.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, it was.
Okay, I just don't remember seeing anything about it.
Oh, yeah, it was.
It was in the paper.
It
was in the French paper. It was in the bulletin boards, our website.
On the website.
I've been over at my cottage a lot, too, so I didn't see it. But, I mean, I'm just glad that somebody local got it. That's all, mm-hmm. you know. It's good to see that we're hiring people from here for the jobs here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I wanted to say.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lee.
That's it. That's my only question.
Thank you.
Well, I have so many, I wouldn't even know where to begin, but I'm just going to stick to today's meeting. And I'll deal with the others another time. Hang on. I need these. Okay. Pilot project for the position of public works coordinator. Now, that was begun in, that was brought forward in what, was it January?
No, it was later.
3 months ago.
Yeah.
3 months ago. Okay, so why is this still a pilot project?
Well, right now we're still calling it a pilot project. It's going very well. So there's nothing changing as far as employee salary or anything like that. It's just to extend it,
because
we want to see it is working well.
making a difference. It is making a difference, and there's also a lot of work. There's more communication.
Oh, for 3 years I've been saying you guys need a director of public works, and I'm just wondering why
not calling it a director. We wanted to try a pilot project to see how it would work.
But my question is, why would it not be a director of public works? Somebody who actually, because I mean, this seems to be something that we actually need. The envelope for public works is yearly in the $800,000 mark. And yet we have a director of urban planning, where we don't do a lot of urban planning, but honestly, and the budget for that is significantly less. So I'm just wondering why we would not have an actual director of public works and just have a public works coordinator, given that that's not even job description, as far as I know, within the municipality.
Because
but the director is.
Because it was a pilot project and we wanted to sort of get up and running. It was.
Oui, sûrement. Ben, je suis comme tu.
Okay. On avait affiché le directeur de travaux publics. Back in the days, ça fait un an ou deux. On l'a affiché à quelques reprises. Puis quand on a des candidats, ils demandent 100 000 piastres et plus, qui veut dire un bon 30 à 40 000 piastres de plus cher que notre DG. Ça fait qu'à cause du budget qu'on a, là, on essaye un coordinateur, puis ça fonctionne. Ça l'aide en déco à la planification des travaux.
Puis budgétaire aussi.
Did you want me to say that in English?
Non, j'ai complètement compris. Ça, c'est pas de problème. Mais
en plus, c'est que...
So we just want to underpay somebody who doesn't have the qualifications. Like, why do you not want somebody who has the qualifications? I understand, I mean...
But we can't afford to hire someone that's qualified as an engineer.
You paid $135,000 for 6 months for Medi Joannis, for crying out loud. Like that, some of that money could have gone to a
yeah, but she also brought in $1.5 million too.
Well, no, but she did. She did the former DG's job that you were paying $100,000 a year, and you didn't do his job.
Hang on, Carol. That wasn't part of it. That's not the whole.
No,
it's not all the story.
Well, there you go.
No, but it was 1.5 that we had.
Anyway, the whole purpose of having the coordinator, first of all, it was a trial the first 3 months. We'd like to extend it to the end of the year if possible. And before budget comes or next council, whatever, the budget, a salary that's higher than what he's making now. So, I mean, it's all in preparation because we're not going to go ahead and increase the salary if it's not in the budget. So,
but then is it going to be posted, or is this just going to be a fact on fee that he's just going to automatically slide right in?
We'll have to see. And
that person also has a degree in accounting.
Has a degree in accounting. So
but my question being though, if there's going to be a performance appraisal, it's going to be against what? There's no job description.
The whole point was because it's a pilot project again.
There was a job description.
There was a job description as far as what the type of duties that they were looking at. And now after having this first 3 months, there could be, there will be other things that be added on because that's when you find out, he did this, but then there's something else attached to it. So it needs to be added on. So this is, it's all in building the proper description of the position as well. Because it was a newly thought of position, really, where you wanted to ensure that proper information, not the proper, but information filtered back to the office. And also to sit down with the director general to prepare the budget, work on the budget, make sure that the expenses are based on what's available on the budget and so on.
And the important thing is that the roads department, the foreman, has helped in planning things, that we can plan it, forecast it, make a schedule, and actually get work
done. That's what's happening.
Done. Yeah.
In the budget, and that's what's happening per budget.
Yes.
Is there any other question?
Yes. Hi. How much is the contract with the consulto?
Yeah. 5,000.
5,000.
Thank you.
Plus, if there's charges for travel or yes. or other things, but the 40-hour block.
40-hour block is 5,000.
Yeah, you guess how to explain.
Yes.
Madame Rio?
Non.
C'est bon? Bon, ben, on peut terminer la rencontre. Maintenant, c'est bon? 8h15.
I will second it.
Merci.
Merci.
J'ai un second.
Oh, hold on.
What do you guys like to do, man?
Madame Lamarès, can you repeat who did the first and second? Okay, l'enregistrement est arrêté.